Hannes Visser is busy in his small meatpacking plant near the town of Lichtenberg. But things on his farm may grind to a halt because of a stern legal notice.
You are hereby notified that the Regional Land Claims Commissioner has recommended to the Minister that she expropriate the following immovable property in respect.
This document makes Visser the first white farmer in South Africa to be ordered off the land so it can be returned to blacks whose ancestors lived there.
They're grabbing my home, they're grabbing my livelihood, and they're trying to grab my dreams as well.
The government's been offering $250,000 in compensation, but Visser says his land and business are worth twice that. At age 47, he's been holding out for years, but concedes that soon may end.
That's the really hard part because, you know, the best productive years of my life has gone down the drain now.
Our Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you very much for traveling.
It's Sunday, and the family that will take over Visser's property is praying.
Amen. Amen. Thank
you. This is not church. It's the local agricultural college. The family is poring over maps to plan new fence lines. The farm was sold by their grandparents decades ago, but the descendants say that doesn't matter because it was a forced sale following years of coercion in the early days of racial apartheid. Now 500 strong, family members are preparing to reclaim the land. Steve Bogatsu.
We want to go and practice farming. We want to continue with those activities that our great-grandparents has done and also leave a legacy for our children.
Not every family member will live on the farm, and they've no experience running a 3,000-acre spread. But Pinky Gumede is setting up a communal property association, so all her relatives will own shares.
This place is going to be run like a business place. We'll have a farm manager who's going to manage everything for us. We'll have accountants, like any other business that is running.
This farm expropriation could be a critical turning point for South Africa's young democracy. Till now, the government has relied on a willing seller, willing buyer approach to land reform. Officials promised 30% of the country would be returned to blacks within 5 years. But 6 million blacks still live in tin shack squatter camps without water, sanitation, or electricity. Andile Nkutama works with landless families for the Foundation for Human Rights.
When democracy came, everybody interpreted in their heads what it would mean. For the landless, democracy meant that land would be delivered. However, because the content of that democracy is not being delivered, we see disillusionment.
80% of South Africa's farmland is still controlled by whites. Only 4% has been transferred to blacks. Nkutama says if things don't speed up, conditions could spiral out of control, making Zimbabwe-style land grabs more likely.
If you don't deal with land reform under conditions of stability, when there's still goodwill, any delays is a recipe for disaster.
The uncertainty about land ownership is already having an effect. Here in Lichtenberg, Willy Aret says white farmers can't get loans if there's a black claim to their land. Those hoping to sell their farms at higher prices may be out of luck.
There's sort of a sword above their heads. You must comply or other we expropriate. And this is bad. This is really bad for investment in agriculture.
Aret runs a trade association called Agri Northwest. He predicts tough times ahead for blacks who take over land.
You must train these people. You must have an agricultural credit board that can give money to these people at low interest rates.
Is that happening right now?
No, not at all. It's really a sorry state.
South Africa has a diversified economy with gold and diamonds and car factories. Nobody expects a Zimbabwe-style collapse. But some worry expropriation creates unpredictability, which could scare off foreign investment. In Lichtenberg, South Africa, I'm Terry Fitzpatrick for Marketplace.